But it's time to spin you around the division and blitz the East. A division Washington's been owning here over the last couple of months, and still division leaders, your Washington Commanders. Down toward the bottom of the division, ahead of the Giants, is the 3-4 Dallas Cowboys. Let's check in on what is ailing the boys. And one of the guys we like to talk to down in Dallas about the Cowboys is Nui Scruggs, NBC5 Dallas, Fort Worth. So, Nui, let's just start with 3-4. I mean, what is the temperature in Dallas right now?
Temperature's bad. Look, they can't run the ball. They're dead last in the league in rushing, 74 yards a game. And when it comes up to the run, you know, only two teams give up more rushing yards than the Cowboys. So if you can't run it, you can't stop it. And the other team is controlling the ball for 32 minutes and seconds a game. That's a recipe for disaster, because that means your weak defense is on the field for a full half and a two-minute drill.
What's going to happen when Micah Parsons comes back? Like, how much difference will it make, if any?
None, because they still can't stop the run. Micah Parsons ain't Joe Green.
And scene. I'll take it. I believe you.
I believe you is funny. Have they had problems getting to the quarterback or anything that he will improve? I mean, I'd imagine getting a DPOY back on your defense is still going to elevate the club.
So here's the thing that folks got to go back and realize. What made the Cowboys good the last 3 years is their offense was good at getting a lead and they were playing ahead. And so when you're playing ahead, that makes teams one-dimensional. So, hey, go get the pass. That's not what's been happening. And you go and you look at how are the Cowboys losing games the past couple of years when they were losing five games. It was against teams who could run the football at them and neutralize their pass. And so getting Micah Parsons back, it'll help. But what he does best is rush the passer. Ain't much rushing you can do when you get whooped upside the head. And that's what's been happening in the three Cowboy home losses here. So I just think anybody, oh, here comes Micah Parsons, and here comes all-pro cornerback Deron Bland. It still starts up front. They can't stop the run, nor can they run the football. There's no magic fixes coming around here. This is not a good team. They can't beat good teams. They can beat a Giants. You know, they could beat a team like Cleveland, which, you know, right now it's going to mean they're going to miss the playoffs and probably be drafting, you know, like in 14, 15, 16 area range.
And the Cowboys have lost two in a row. They got blown out by the Lions and then beaten by San Francisco with an extra week to prepare out of the bye. They've lost 4 out of 6, to your point. And the wins are squeakers here over the last month and a half against the Giants and the Steelers, a couple of offensively challenged teams at the time that Dallas played them. What about Dak? You know, watching them the other day, Dak struggled a little bit. He's got 10 touchdowns, 8 picks, completing a little over 60% of his passes. How good is he playing right now?
Not playing good. And then you start to ask yourself this. Let's look at what's around him. Offensive line isn't good this year. I mean, Hall of Famer Zach Martin is having his worst season. Looked like a guy who talked about this could be his last year. He's playing like it. The offensive line plays like at Oklahoma. He's faced a murderer's row of pass rushers. He's been bad. Your running backs, my gosh. I mean, you talk about Ezekiel Elliott. They just promoted Dalvin Cook up from the practice squad last week. Nobody's scared of those guys. Rico Dowdle would be a third running back on most teams. On most teams, he'd be the third running back that you cut at the end of training camp and hope to get him back on the roster. That's what the Cowboys are playing with there. And outside of CeeDee Lamb, there's no wide receivers that are going to sit up here and make you say, oh boy, watch out for him. You're not scared of Jalen Tolbert. Brandon Cooks has been hurt. You're not scared of Kevontae Turpin. So if Dak is not sitting up here playing with a roster like, let's say, Jared Goff has got, good offensive line, Amon-Ra St. Brown at receiver, Sam LaPorta at tight end, and two good running backs. He doesn't have what that guy has in Detroit.
What's the Mike McCarthy vibe at this point? How are folks feeling about him? And I mean, I'm thinking of one folk in particular named Jerry Jones, but just in general, fans, what's the pulse on McCarthy?
You know what? The owner's never done the head coach a bunch of favors around there. Even when he kept Dan Quinn, you know, he openly talked about his love for Dan Quinn. So Mike is on a one-year deal. The whole coaching staff's on a one-year deal. It just makes things tough, uneasy. Dudes are going to start looking for jobs here. So he's never done Mike any favors. So, look, if I'm Mike McCarthy, the guy's top 20 in wins. He's won more football games than John Harbaugh, won more football games than Sean Payton in his career. he'll lose his job, his contract's up, he'll go somewhere else and work, and he'll be fine because you won't have to worry about the owner having a press conference when you're trying to do your press conference after a game, or going and spilling trade secrets on a radio show during the week. So, you know, this thing could end for Mike, and I think he may be A-okay by.
How much do they miss Dan Quinn?
Not as much as people think. I mean, I love DQ, but here comes the thing. That the Carpenter's tool, Dan Quinn took all the depth with him. So if Dan Quinn was coaching this defense and all the players left, he wouldn't be any better than Mike Zimmer. This
right.
thing is still about players, and that's not a smudge DQ at all. I love DQ; he's a good dude, and he was a really good coach. But DQ took the depth, and the fact of them trying to pay other dudes, they couldn't bring other guys in. And then Aiden Durdy, who was a defensive line coach, became Seattle's defensive coordinator. He took a piece with him as well. So. Now, this thing is still about players.
Speaking of those players, is there levels of frustration? Are guys like lashing out a little bit? I saw one local reporter newsman, and I think it was Trayvon Diggs yelling at each other. I guess they made up today. Which sounds good.
He brought him a can of peanuts.
Which I guess is nice, but what's going on there? What are the players saying? How are they feeling?
Trayvon Diggs just got lured into a social media post from a guy who's always looking for clicks. That's what happened there. I was the one who actually filmed that got 4 million views. I was right there.
Oh, that was
love
you.
Yeah, that was me. The problem there for Diggs, and this has been a problem when Dez Bryant was here, Cole Beasley, you got dudes who go in the locker room who get on their phone after games. And, you know, not exactly the most mentally – the thing you should be doing mentally after a game that you've lost is get on your phone and worry about what people say. But, you know, this is what these guys are today. And for Diggs to come out of the locker room and do that, like, man, you can't do that. But he played it perfectly today. Like a WWE character, you come out here, he got a press conference, he answered all the questions, he was very upfront. And then, of course, he breaks out the can of D's nuts and he gives it to the reporter and just said, hey, man, we're cool. But this just shows you, and I talked to Rodney Harrison and Coach Tony Dungy afterwards about this in San Francisco. This just shows that you're not mentally where you need to be making the main thing. And that's a problem around here. But that also starts with the owner, who doesn't always make the main thing the main thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to get upset at the player.
The apple doesn't fall or something like that.
About 2 weeks ago, Jerry Jones is angry about really reasonable questions on his weekly paid radio appearance, threatening to fire guys he's not in charge of. Newey, thank you. We appreciate you.
Guys, have a good day now.
See you, buddy.
You got it. He was fired up.
Shot out of a cannon. Love it.
Yeah, he was salty about the Dallas Cowboys. I would be, too. They're not very good. And he said that. That's a bad football team.